You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz.
On demand.
Check this out.
What's trending
online now?
Well, you can't make this stuff up.
On the new Camel at 107.9.
Hey, Alana, what's trending today?
Please, please, please be careful on social media. More country fans have gotten those fake messages from some of their favorites, like this fan in Alabama was so excited when she received a personalized video from what she thought was Luke Bryan's real Instagram account.
Ooh.
Ended up sending $1,200.
Oh, no.
And a new phone to this address.
Oh, no.
Just so Luke Bryan could call her.
Do you think Luke Bryan needs another phone?
He does not need another phone, nor does he need your $1,200.
I do not need anyone's cash. I promise. I will not ask
from the
you
man
to,
himself.
To send me a cell phone.
But listen, some of these fake accounts.
I got more
accounts,
money than dirt.
He really does. Some of these fake accounts even have the verified symbol. So just be extra careful if you start getting DM from a celebrity. You're probably following a fake account.
Yeah, it's a tough pill to swallow.
It is.
That Luke Bryan may not be DMing you.
And look at how many followers they have. If they have like 663, probably not
probably
Luke Bryan. But,
nope.
You know, just be careful. Oh, my gosh, be careful. Also trending this hour, someone started a petition to get the Rams and Saints to replay the NFC Championship game because of that controversial finish.
I am not opposed to that.
As of last night, it had more than 680,000 signatures. This thing is getting a little bit of legs to it. Oh, a businessman from Louisiana also put up billboards in Atlanta where the Super Bowl is going to be held saying Saints got robbed.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you're not a football fan, I'm sorry, but obviously there was an issue in the officiating. It was a blown call. They missed a pass interference call that would have definitely led the Saints to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Wow. Sorry, guys.
Tough, 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 tough. Finally trending this hour, like 12-year-old Alana is very excited about this story. It looks like Zach and Kelly were not the only item in Saved by the Bell.
What?
In fact, they were only an item on the show. Mark Paul Gosselaar saying that he and Elizabeth Berkley, who played Jesse, actually dated for a little bit.
What?
In real life, IRL.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Zach Morris and Jesse?
Yes.
I didn't see that happening. Slater and Jesse were together the whole time.
The whole time. But yeah, actually, it was Zach and Jesse who.
Zach and Jesse.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said that when you're working on set and you're young, there's no one around. You kind of live and work in a bubble.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, you got Tiffany Amber Thiessen there? Come on, man. She's a super babe back in the day.
Yeah. Oh. Poor Screech.
Missed opportunity. Screech. Poor Screech. Ended up in jail.
He did end up in jail, didn't he? And that is what's trending this hour on the new Camel 107.9.
The new Camel at 107.9.
The Breakfast Buzz, weekdays starting at 5:30.